one eat whenever it had harness on, because you say you can't plow them if you allow them to eat. Do they at least eat your corn, cotton, or anything else? And anytime he had harness on one, he wouldn't let them eat. And she couldn't make her put it down. So he said, give me the lines, I'll make her put it down. And he jerked on the lines to make her put it down, and when he did, one of them broke. And the boat, not one of them, the bits broke in her mouth. You know, the bits put together like this in the middle. And the bridle flew back on her, and it scared her because she was a real gentle mule. But when that bridle and all flew back on her like that, she tore right, this is what she could go. And he said to us, said, jump out. He said, I can't hold her. And it jerked one of the children out in the back, and the other jumped out. Well, when he said jump out, the first thing I thought of was getting this other baby that was sitting down here. You know, I had the little one in my arm, but I reached down at Lucille like this, and he got hold of her. He knew I had the baby, and he was going to get Lucille and set her out, just pick her up and set her out of the wagon. And of course, everything was happening so fast, and neither one didn't know what the other one was doing. Well, in the meantime, I fell flat on my back with my legs still hooked over that plank, just like I'd be sitting here, except the plank was right up in there like this. I was flat on my back. And I couldn't get up. And of course, the mule had done left the little old road and was going through the woods and running over everything to be thought of. So my husband jumped out of the wagon up towards the head of the mule. He thought all he could think of, maybe he could jump far enough to get hold of our nose. And when he jumped out to the side of her, she just took off the other way. And there I was with them two kids lying flat on my back in that wagon body. And she ran over a log, a pretty good sized log. And they said we went about, the way they talk, must have been about as high as this ceiling. Wagon body and all up into the air. And when I went up like that, and of course the body went down, and I skid. And I straddled a stump, just an old burnt off stump that was out there. I skinned both legs, and I've got a scar on this leg here, it's just about that long. It really tore that leg up. And hit the one eye, and I had a black eye for a good while. And both legs were skinned pretty bad. And we had just left my brothers.
Well, what happened in Vegas?
I still had them in my arms. And they said they had to just, I guess I just kind of panicked or something. They said they liked and never got the unit out of my arms. I was hanging on to them, so, but neither one of them babies didn't get hurt, except one, I don't know which one, we got a little bit of scratch on the face. But she just, my brother and his wife and all of them were standing out in front, it was right, like there was be the woods out there, it was just right in front, we had just left their house, and they saw it. And they're the ones just telling about how we went up that wagon body, and how we slid off. So my brother took us on to the house. I didn't think that's it, but that mule just circled right on around. She had the shave still on her. She circled right on around, went back up under his carport that he had built out by the barn. He kept his car out parked by the barn, and wasn't nothing out of there, so she just ran on the other and stopped. But I want you to know the next morning my legs were sore, I couldn't stand on. But I got a scar like that in my grave with it. But that's the only time. I've never been in a car wreck. But I said, I've been in two mule runaways.
Yeah. Y'all didn't have electricity out there, so you didn't have light.
No, we didn't have electricity. We had burnt casing lamps.
Finally got a piece of lead
lamp. Yeah, we had a lead lamp.
That's
several years later. And you didn't have no phones out there for. Well, now.
Did you burn that plane you put on the ground?
Little Madeline?
Yeah.
When I was a girl, just a young girl, my daddy had a phone. They had a party line. It was about 2500, I think. But they would say.